This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We begin the name of Allah, all praise and glory be to Allah, and may His finest peace and blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and his companions and all those who adhere to his guidance. May Allah include us among them. As we may have said previously, we opened the doors in Ramadan on Saturday nights to outside organizations to present their very worthy causes, because we believe that is part of our duty. And we believe in the barakah of that, that Allah Azza wa Jal opens doors for us more and more as we open doors for our brothers and sisters, whether institutionally here in the States or relief organizations that work around the world or locally. And so the presenter actually is running a little bit behind, and so I will give him those 3 to 5 minutes after 4 rak'ahs, and I will just give my 8-minute khatira here and now, inshallah. I'll just reverse for the sake of keeping things going. So, bismillah. On Thursday night, we began speaking about the cure for our hearts, and we said there is nothing like the book of Allah, the Qur'an. Whoever holds on to Hablullah, the rope of Allah, the Qur'an, will never sink too far into the mud of hypocrisy, into the mud of nifaq. I want to build on that today because that is the greatest prescription for the greatest cure. But of course, the prescription is not enough. You have to follow the directions on the label, the directions on the prescription. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. O humankind, there has come to you a maw'idha. A maw'idha is basically a wake-up call. It's not just a nasiha, an informational piece of advice. It's a wake-up call and a shifa and a cure for what dwells in the chest, for what is dwelling inside our hearts and surrounding our hearts, all that's in there. The Qur'an cures it. But Allah calls, in the context of curing, the Qur'an a maw'idha. And that's important. Why? Because it reminds us of the need to engage it correctly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, no servant of Allah receives a maw'idha, a wake-up call from Allah in their religion, in their deen, except that this is ni'matun min Allah siqat ilayh, except that this is a grand virtue, a grand favor, I'm sorry, from Allah that is brought straight to his door. Like an effortless treasure has been brought to you. He says, in huwa qabilaha bishukr, if he appreciates it correctly. He said, and if he does, it remains a ni'mah, wa illa, otherwise, it becomes a means of torment for that person. لِيَزْدَادَ بِهَا إِثْمًا وَلِيَزْدَادَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا سَخَطًا. It becomes a hujjah, an argument, a plea, evidence from Allah against that person. I sent it straight to your door, right? This wake-up call. It becomes evidence from Allah against that person to cause them to increase in sin and to increase Allah in His anger against them. Okay? So what does it mean now to approach Allah's maw'idha, His wake-up calls? Because they are many, and they are throughout our life. Even the white hair is a wake-up call, right? The death of a relative is a wake-up call. Financial turbulence is a wake-up call. But the greatest maw'idha is what we began in the ayah, the maw'idha from Allah, the Qur'an itself. So how do we treat this maw'idha with proper shukr, with proper appreciation? Because some of you heard me saying, be serious about the Qur'an, be consistent, even if it's one page, grab onto the rope of Allah, a page in the morning or a page at night, and in the night it's good because there's no distractions, so you're focused. But then some of you were wondering and they said, like, okay, I get it, but what do I do with that page? What do you mean engage the Qur'an? So let me try to give you something a bit more practical, and time will not allow me to. Akhawatna, assalamu alaikum. لا تنقطعن عن الكلام ولكن ليس داخل المصلى بارك الله فيكن أنتم تؤذون الأخوات التي حولكم والله. So back to how to be practical. I'm not going to be able to get through it. I would recommend for you a very good paper published by Yaqeen Institute called Keys to Tadabbur, Keys to Reflecting on the Quran, by Dr. Yusuf Wahb. It was a pleasure working with him on it. But he's an expert in the Quranic sciences. So Google the paper on, you know, some of the ways to engage with the Quran, many different ways to do so. But I'll give you just three of them quickly. The first of them is that when you're reading Quran, ask questions. Ask yourself questions even. You know, Al-Asma'i, rahimahullah, one of the great scholars, he said, I met a Bedouin man over and over again, and every time he would tell me, can you read to me some Quran? And so in one of those instances, he says, I read to him just one ayah. I said, Allah said, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٍّ. Allah is your provider. I swear, Allah is saying, I swear by the Lord of the heavens and the earth, it's a reality. Allah is your provider. And so the man stopped me and asked, he said, Allah is swearing. Why is Allah swearing? مَنِ الَّذِي أَغْضَبَ الْجَلِيلَ حَتَّى حَلِفْ. Who angered Allah? Who said to Allah, I don't believe you? What made Allah swear? So that's the idea. That's the mentality. Ask questions. Why is Allah swearing? Allah doesn't need to swear. Why is he swearing? That opens many doors. Doors of meaning for all of you. Even ask yourself another question. You know, Yahya ibn Mu'adh al-Razi, rahimahullah, one time he read in Surah Taha, go to Fir'aun, Musa and Harun, because he has transgressed. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Go say to him a soft word. Be polite with Fir'aun. So that maybe he'll come to his senses. Maybe he'll finally fear God. That's what the ayah says. So Yahya ibn Mu'adh read the ayah and he stopped. And he asked himself, like, and he actually said, Ya Rabb, you're this kind with someone that says, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I'm your Lord, the Most High. So how kind are you? He said, فَكَيْفَ بِنَا وَنَحْنُ نَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. How kind are you going to be with us when we say, glorified is our Lord, the Most High? We say that in sujood. Isn't that a beautiful question? This is how. So ask questions. The second one, very quickly, is ask Allah. Stop and make dua. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if you read how he would pray Qiyamul Layl, he would never get to a frightening verse except that he would stop and ask Allah to protect him from what causes him to fear. And get to a verse of hope except that he would stop, Hudhayfa says, would stop and ask Allah to grant him this from his bounty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua. When Allah said, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge, Ibn Mas'ud used to say, اللهم زِدْنِي إِيمَانًا وَيَقِينًا وَفَهْمًا. Oh Allah, grant me faith and conviction and knowledge and understanding, right? So ask yourself questions. Ask Allah at every prompt. Yes? The third and final one, act. Find an ayah on that page and do something with it. Because that's what Allah said, istajibu, respond, lima yuhyikum, to that which gives you life. The Quran is a reminder that gives life to your heart when you respond to it, right? In action. Like one ayah, responding to one ayah could change your entire life. And I wish I had, you know, the time to explain to you, you know, the U-turn story of Al-Fudayl, one of the greatest worshippers in all of Islamic history. He was a road bandit, he was a thief, he was a criminal, right? He's climbing a wall one night, some narrations say to steal a house, to rob a house. Other narrations, it was to meet a girl that he was in love with. And he heard someone on one of the floors reciting the ayah, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't the time come already for those who believe to be humbled at heart, right? To comply already. Be humbled at heart, comply already to the reminder from Allah. And so he found himself saying, Qad an, it really is time. And he responded, right? And when you take that one step, Allah promised to take those 10 steps towards you. But find something to act on. He decided, right? And Allah will help you more than you're trying to help yourself. They say that Al-Fudayl, when he climbed down off of that ladder and he went, just sat, like felt depressed about his past in some alleyway somewhere, he heard a bunch of people saying, hurry up, let's get going quickly before Al-Fudayl robs us, tracks us down and robs us. So Allah caused him to hear that to seal the deal on his repentance. He's helping him along the way. And so ask questions, ask of Allah and act. That's of the ways to engage the Quran until you read the rest of them from the Yaqeen paper. Subhanakallahumma hamdik, shahadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallahu khair.